This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, radio by us, for us, Tess.
I like your new tagline, Macca. That's very good. So a couple of weeks ago, just to sort of reset the next conversation that we're going to have, a couple of weeks ago we had the Minister for Education, James Molino, who's also the Deputy Premier, talking about and in fact critiquing the opposition's policy on anti-bullying. We haven't been able to get the opposition, the Victorian opposition, onto our show. We have attempted a couple of times.
On a couple of matters,
and in particular this one, and in fact the opposition speaker for education, Tim Smith, was away in South Australia on the day and had a phone problem.
Selling Lamingtons.
There you go, selling Lamingtons, says Macca. So what we thought would be interesting to do today is to actually have a young person's perspective. And in the studio we have Mia Sherman, who's a Year 11 student from Melbourne Girls College, who also is on the Victorian Student Representative Council and till recently was the elected vice chair of the council, and I understand that she's actually up for re-election again today. Good morning to you, Mia.
Good morning.
Are you going to get up again?
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Make sure you put in a pitch before you get off the airwaves in case any of your voters are listening.
That's right.
Well, that's a questionable method, but sure.
Yeah. So tell us about what the role of the vice chair of the Student Representative Council is.
God, it's not anything particularly fancy. We're sort of more co-chairs than anything, and we run the meetings together, have monthly check-ins with the staff, more than anything, just having someone to keep it all in order, really. It's nothing, it's no special bells and whistles by any standards.
Because I think one of the, you know, I don't think anyone who's been at school has either not seen bullying or perhaps been the result of it, and it takes many, many forms. One of the big challenges, of course, you know, in the last few years is cyberbullying as well, and that's often, it's certainly not as visible. You know, as physical and verbal bullying in the school. How do, you know, as, you know, being at school yourself and on the representative council, how do you deal with cyberbullying, for example? What do you recommend in terms of how people deal with that?
Well, in regards to cyberbullying, it's definitely something that is very much an issue, but it is a lot less obvious. Like, if it's bullying at school, it's easy to call out, it's easy to state for what it is, but when it's just a comment that could be mistaken for offhand online, then it does get a bit blurrier.
Because I suppose, you know, online, of course, and I'm always accused of shouting at people because I forget to take the caps lock off.
Or sending out all sorts of tweets. Mia, what's the Vic SRC's position on bullying? What does the Victorian Students Representative Council believe, and what's its message to our community about bullying?
I think we're more for education than anything else. I think, like, often people can come across in a sort of a sort of manner that blocks off options. But rather than saying that it's a simple thing of just victim and bully, it goes a lot deeper than that, and it's about the attitudes that exist and the culture within the school, within the environment, like within the community. It's not something that we can break down and just say that to these one or two people, oh, that person bullied, so therefore that person leaves. Like, it's so much of a complex thing, and it often sort of doesn't take into account the different experiences and the different challenges that have led to that moment becoming an issue.
Because I suppose in a lot of cases, the person that's doing the bullying, you know, there can often be some, you know, quite considerable issues that that person's dealing with that is driving them to this behaviour.
Yes.
That causes them to
could be a reaction,
you know,
to something.
A reaction to become a bully.
Not that that excuses it.
No,
of course.
It doesn't. No,
and not even only can people that do perpetrate come from a position of being driven by other stuff, but they can also just come from a position of never having had the opportunity to be educated.
Yes,
and so to simply say that as soon as you see that person has gone too far, that person is out. It's better to focus on educating them from earlier, and rather than focusing on punishment in each instance, focus on just lessening it having to come up in the first place.
And when you say educating them, tell us a bit more about what that means. Is that about education about bullying, or is that about education about reading, writing and arithmetic, for example?
I think less so on a direct bullying note. Like, this is speaking more for me personally than Vikas RC.
Yes.
But what I've noticed is when we have a specific bullying program come into school and you sort of sit there at your year level assembly, you're all sort of ready to go to sleep and there's not all that much engagement with what's going on. But it's more what I've noticed actually has a real difference is when it's just things about diversity just included in the education. It's not put out there in some ostentatious way. It's just a part of what you see from year seven or prep even. Like it's not a standout moment for anyone.
So one of the things that I suppose to make schools a better thing is it's a program or a campaign called Stronger Schools, isn't it? Tell us about that.
So Stronger Schools is a campaign being coordinated by VCOS. It's about ensuring equity exists within all schools and that all students have a placement in education. It's very much it's more affirmative based, at least from what I've seen of it. It's a coalition of education and social service stakeholders, VicSRC being one, as well as Yak Vic, and I'm not going to try and name them all, but yeah. If you want to support that one, there's also a petition to get behind. I know it's somewhere on the Stronger Schools website. Don't quote me on exactly where.
Yeah.
But if our listeners go to Stronger Schools, they'll be able to find it. So, because we're nearly out of time, and the reason why we've asked you into our studio is because of our wanting to critique the opposition's policies. What's your message to our community leaders, to our political leaders, who may be listening today about bullying from a young person's perspective? What's your message, whether it be from you personally or as the outgoing deputy chair of VicSRC?
Well, I think rather than, like, I think everyone, it's sort of, everyone's making this big deal about the concept of having safe schools or having some sort of education thing in place, but it's only the adults that are making a big deal out of it. Like, to students, it's just, none of us, like, it's just, we accept it. It's never been a big deal for us. It's not like we sit down for a class once a week. It's just part of our sex ed from year seven. It's part of what we do in health class. It's just there, and none of us have an issue with it. So it seems a bit strange that because someone else has an issue with it, we can't receive the education that we want to get and that can enable us to not have negative attitudes perpetuated at us.
Like, I'm also hearing you say that nobody's actually bothered to check with you. Am I hearing you say that? That nobody's asked you whether this is what you want as a student?
No one's. Like there's all this song and dance about it. Like, it makes the front pages of newspapers about safe schools and stuff. It's like, no one's asked us. No one's said to us, have you guys got an issue with it? Have you guys not on board? Are you guys not into this? It's like, we're 150% behind it. I can't think of a single student I know that's not. Like, and yet the schools are also behind it. It's just people who are coming in from the outside and critiquing it because of their own personal views.
So you know, that says a lot. That, you know, the kids in the schools, the teachers in the schools, the school communities overwhelmingly want safe schools. Perhaps, Tass, what we need is an anti-stupidity campaign for the top of Bourke Street here.
It doesn't even have to be specifically safe schools. Not to say that safe schools isn't brilliant, but it's just anything that's focused on
bullying.
On bullying.
Yeah.
And it does need to be a specific program, like, as everything and anything that can be done is brilliant, but one program isn't going to, an all-round program isn't going to just make the cut and let everyone in.
Mia, thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning. I know you've got a very busy afternoon with an election taking place. And
did you want to make a pitch?
I think I'll avoid that one.
Okay, yeah, because otherwise we'll have to give all the other candidates time.
Well, that's right. But can I just say your discussion this morning is music to my ears.
Yes.
But the sort of attitudes that you've expressed this morning are attitudes that I hear from young people all the time. Mm. And the group that I sort of field test is often my nephews and nieces. Mm. And you know, the world has changed, and maybe perhaps some of the people in our generation, Macca, need to allow young people to move forward and have their goal.
Oh, let's not get carried away, Tass. You know, they don't want that.
Mia, thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And best wishes with your election this afternoon.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.